It's the first time I'm back here on All-Ireland Final Day. It was a bit of a bittersweet final, that one, losing out, but fantastic occasion. The streets are packed already, and you know there's nowhere else you would rather be as a GAA supporter today.
That one was a close one. You lost it by a point. Do you anticipate today, despite Dublin going in on this massively unbeaten run, that it will be tight?
Of course it will. You know, history suggests that these two teams are not separated by very much. You know, last year, 1 point after a replay. They're very evenly matched. But again, I do expect Dublin to get over the line. But Dublin haven't blown teams away in their finals. The four they've won, the most they've won by 3 points. And the four they've won over the last 4, 5, 6 years. So I do expect it to be close, but I do expect a Dublin victory.
Do you expect any late changes? Jim Gavin has gone with the semi-final lineup, and that, of course, means that arguably the finest footballer out there starts on the bench, Jim McConnelly, for Dublin.
Yeah, I expect him to stay on the bench. I think Dublin, you know, you can't argue with that 15 that started against Tyrone. They were fantastic. They really, really blew them away. I don't think anyone was expecting that level of performance, that they were that far ahead of Tyrone on the day. And, you know, Connolly will be there in reserve because he hasn't got the miles on the clock that the rest of the boys have. And, you know, what a man to bring on if the game's tight.
You expect this to be Mayo toe-to-toe and attempting to take Dublin on and outscore them, as opposed to what Tyrone did, where they retreated and put up that defensive wall?
Yeah, look, I do. I think Mayo have all year. They'll be putting up some very big scores, and they have to go at Dublin. It's not in their style to sit back. But the thing with Dublin is they play whatever they see in front of them. They have so many good, intelligent footballers, and they can adapt so well. So I just can't see Mayo getting enough scores against this Dublin rear guard to win the game.
What do you expect Dublin will do with Lee Keegan? They effectively snuffed out Peter Hart by man-marking him. Do you anticipate a similar type tactic?
I definitely think they will. Peter Hart's not quite at the level of Lee Keegan, so it might be slightly more difficult to do that, but I think they'd be crazy not to try that again, given the impact that had in the game against Tyrone. It takes that drive from deep that's so important in Gaelic football nowadays, and Lee Keegan's the best at it, so if they can frustrate him, they'll frustrate Mayo, and I'd imagine Jim Gavin will be getting two or three players to get in Keegan's way, not letting him get up ahead of steam, and that should set a platform to Dublin to get over the line.
Should Mayo get up ahead of steam, and that's not beyond the realms, it will ask questions of Dublin. That is to say, there are very few chinks in their armour, but we don't know how they will respond should they be 3 or 4 behind and chasing the game. Have Mayo got to go for that, Marty?
They have to start well, like you did against Kerry in the replay. They started so well, they were up by 6 points and they held out and won by that sort of margin. Dublin, though, I think psychologically they've got everything. They won't phase them going behind, but if Mayo have a chance, they really need to be leading at half-time.
They're still pouring in their thousands. What would you give to have one more outing here on a day like this?
Yeah, well, you would do anything to get a victory there. I was fortunate enough to get over the line in the minors, so I think I've been lucky enough to play in two, but it's just great to be here today cheering on Derry.
Dublin's for you to lose?
Yeah, absolutely. Dublin by 3 or 4 points.
And when we reflect on the championship, the summer that's been down, of course, making it to an Ulster final and falling away, how do you assess the state of the game, Marty? Are Dublin the big one now and the rest attempting to get there?
You look, I think overall it's been a really good high-scoring championship. You know, the stars have played well. You know, you've had, you know, Conor McManus is playing fantastic down in Ulster. You've had Conor Harrison coming onto the stage for Down, Tyrone being fantastic with McCann's and Peter Hart. There's been a number of fantastic performances. Of course, Dublin are ahead of everyone. They've won the last two. And, you know, I, for one, rather than trying to stop Dublin, I know they've got their heavily resourced of a higher population, but it's up to everyone else to try and work out how they're going to stop them in terms of, I think Kerry are going about it the right way. They're going for 4 in a row in the minors now. They have a determination there to stop Dublin, but Dublin are there on merit. They haven't cheated. They haven't done anything outside of the rules. They've just built this over 4 or 5 years, and the standard they set is fantastic. Anyone who says anything about the way Dublin plays doesn't know the game, because they are beautiful to watch and they're worthy champions.
I'll bookend this with one final minor question. Of course, today, history either way, the last ever minor final, the under 17 grade has now kicked in. Do you lament the losing, the departing of over a century of under 18 tradition, or is it an inevitability that change happens?
Yeah, change happens, and you know, I'm not one to resist change. I just think, as a spectacle, that extra year on boys, that between 17 and 18, maturity wise body and mind, it makes for better football. I'm not sure what the reason behind shifting it was, but I'm sure it was probably a good one and it's worth a go.